This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
As we're starting, I've got my... Denise's competitor's tamale chewing on one right now, because for Christmas time, those of you who are just joining us at Radio Law Talk for hour number three, oh my gosh, that's hot. Oh, you know how it's hot? The food's hot and you cook it and it's like down your throat and it's like burning?
Fred's trying to do this. Oh yeah, I'm going to eat this tamale, I'm going to do this. Oh my gosh.
That is the...
You have a lot of jalapenos in there, but
no, that's not the jalapeno one. No, this is the jalapeno one.
Are you saying it's physically hot or is seasoning-wise hot?
No, actually, Denise, I haven't tried yours yet, but the ones that you bought at the store are pretty good.
Yeah, that's better than the one that I had because there's more meat in that one.
The
one that I tried was too much masa, and it just was really dry. Wait till you taste...
Faye.
And wait till you taste the lemon bars, by the way, which are out there.
And then, Denise, every Christmas, those of you guys who are new to our show, makes her famous. Now, look at that, Todd. You could tell the meat in that tamale is just packed.
Yeah.
And Denise's packed tamales here, it's like twice the size. You know when you buy tamales at the store, and there is a lot of the maza or maize or what do you want to call it?
The corn mush.
The corn mush.
Yeah.
And it's good, don't get me wrong, but Denise's, every bite is just like loaded. Hold on here. It's going to be hot. Hold on.
That's a big... goodness.
This Radio Law Talk, listening to Fred with the munchies. You know, we talked about marijuana one time on the show today, and all of a sudden Fred's over here with a contact high just because we talked about it.
Exactly.
All right.
Going, I got to load me up with that stuff.
I know most of you have already turned your radio off. What am I listening to a lawyer just go, this is good to me. Good.
So do you want to plug the... Where did you get the commercial?
No, I got
it at a taqueria, taqueria.
Like a taco stand or something?
It was a little store.
She just did. Denise
But you could see the difference in the two. Look at the amount of meat on Denise's over here. Compared to... So I'm going to put my fork in the one that's the other one.
Okay, so Fred's fork is on the other one.
On the other one that she bought.
Okay.
And the one that's over here is just tons of... Look at the meat on that. Oh.
Wow. That looks great.
I even got a shot of Fred putting that in his mouth.
There you go.
Okay.
Used to love covering political fundraisers.
Yeah.
You know, take pictures of people and say, okay, now that you're eating, act natural.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to talk about tamales, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, any legal things we talk about, which today is very light on the legal issues, because it is December 22nd, 2018. We're having a special kind of a festive Radio Law Talk where we talk about some of the latest legal issues. But we talk more than that. We talk about some Christmas crimes, labor law. We're going to talk about some labor law issues that Santa is dealing with, and a lot of laws that Santa's probably breaking. You know, breaking and entering, probably theft, damage, discrimination, employment laws. Yeah, what else?
And probably the best one is Mrs. Claus is very upset at Santa Claus.
Oh, what happened?
Very upset. He came back, he looked at her and said, yes, I went to my old girlfriend's house. It's my job.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And didn't he have something going on with Edda?
Yes, Edda James at last. Yeah. I mean, that, you know, the Santa baby. You know,
and when she gets home, Mrs. Claus, explain these letters.
Exactly.
Explain this naughty list, okay?
Right.
Buddy, you leave here, you better delete your browser history.
He knows where all the naughty girls are. And
why did you take presents to this naughty girl?
Yes.
Wait a minute, why do all the naughty girls get presents?
Exactly.
Oh, so, my gosh. Anyways. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to go case or no case, and we are finalizing for the last time of this year. Do we have what's next Saturday? Is that the first of the year or what?
No, next Saturday is the final Saturday
of the year.
It's the 29th.
But you know what we're going to do? We're going to finalize Radio Law Talks, a case or no case here, for the last time for this year. Because
today,
the lemon bars have to be...
they have to be consumed.
They have to be consumed and paid out. I saw them sitting in the kitchen. We're ready for lemon bars, whoever is the winner. And so let's roll case or no case, Cal, right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm going to do two things
right,
here.
Okay, what
I'm going to roll this.
Oh, okay, roll that. I'm going
to
need my
it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah, joy to the world.
All right, you keep eating those, Fred, and I'll give you the scenario. Or case.
This is so good.
Or no case. Some people get tired of constantly hearing holiday music. Others listen to festive music as much as possible. However, one local sheriff in an unspecified location played holiday music all day, every day, in the county jails for staff and all 8,000 inmates to listen to.
Probably extra loud on purpose to irritate them.
And the sheriff believed that listening to holiday music helped lift the spirits. Everyone deserves a little Christmas cheer, he said. But some inmates' spirits, well, were not lifted. Inmates sued 6 different times, claiming being forced to listen to Christmas songs was cruel and unusual punishment. They also claimed...
Put me in the chair!
Right. They claimed it was in violation of their civil and religious rights and freedoms. And so I ask you, and I'm going to go... Todd, you get to go first this time.
Great.
I ask you, case or no case, and if it is a case, what is the outcome?
Well, that's good. I have to make a comment. Even the most loving person... Let me back up. Even the person that loves Christmas songs more than anybody would go crazy if they're going on 365. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so I am going to say this. Well, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Is there a way that I can give my answer without Denise hearing my answer?
Nope.
So that her answer is not influenced by mine from a strategic standpoint?
Nope.
Nope? Okay.
Nope.
All right.
It is what it is.
All right. I am giving my answer then, and my answer is yes, this is a case. And I am going to say that, yes, the inmates win. The inmates win. Win, not because it's Christmas music per se, meaning by itself, but because the music was never turned off, and it is cruel and unusual punishment to continue to have music playing 24/7. The inmates are, he could have been playing Enya, for crying out loud. They're entitled to and allowed to have a break from something. You just can't have music playing all the time. So they win because of that, not simply because it's Christmas
well,
music.
Well, it's all day, every day. I don't know that it was 24 hours a day, but it was all day, every day, is what the story says.
I am still going to say that they win, and I will also throw in that some of them may have believed it was an infringement on their religious rights. You know, hey, you know, if I'm an inmate and I'm Muslim, why do I have to listen to this?
Okay.
Or right. Jewish or whatever. So the inmates win.
Case or no case, and what's the outcome?
Ditto.
Oh, gosh. Give her the lemon bars right now.
Smart. Am I on line? Can
yeah,
you hear me?
I can hear you fine, okay. Fred. Case or no,
no
case?
No, actually, I was going to say the same thing.
Sure.
I honestly believe that would be cruel and unusual punishment.
Okay.
Because I get sick of Christmas music, too.
You're an elf, yeah. And you get sick of Christmas
what?
Music?
I do, because I hear it 365, what? 24 hours a day.
That's true. As an elf, you do.
Yeah.
Are you being discriminated against by Santa in any way, Denise, as an elf?
No, I think yes.
No, I think yes.
Yes.
She said no, but then she said yes. All right, we have 30 seconds. The answer is Cal. Ditto. My answer is ditto, too. That'll make it easy. When we come back, we're going to find out, case or no case, whether or not all three of us win.
No, I think yes. Will we be back? Yes. No, maybe. More case or no case, more Radio Law Talk. All coming up. Don't go away.
All Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car sudsed in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Porter, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack, spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy, looking snappy, you'll be glad you was asked for Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Back to worthless case or no case, because it doesn't matter. It's all ditto. Everyone agreed the same thing. Therefore, Denise is the instant winner. And get ready for your congratulations, because no matter what happens, Cal, Denise is the winner.
So what you're saying is there's no need for me to give the answer to the case or no case.
No,
so
we're,
so
we all know.
Let let's let everybody get mad. 855 Law Radio.
He may be the winner.
Oh, okay.
All right. Cal may be the winner.
Do it, Cal. Tell us.
Now, by the way, I've never kept track of how many times I have skunked you guys, but there have been a few occasions. I think I might be competitive if
yes,
we were doing that.
Yes, slightly.
Okay. So, those of you who say this was a case, may I see, by a show of hands, all three of you said it is a case. Those of you who said inmates prevail, may I see, by a show of
hands.
U.S. District Judge Roz Silver did not agree with the inmates. She dismissed the case and denied claims for $250,000 in damages. The court issued a summary judgment, and the sheriff, Joe Arpaio of Arizona, continued to play his holiday music. Arpaio noted his song selections were diverse and included music from all faiths and ethnicities. We keep winning these lawsuits. Inmates should stop acting like Grinches who stole Christmas and give up wasting the court's time with such frivolous assertions, said the sheriff, and he was as he won the suit. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our last official case, or no case of the year. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen, as well, to the lovely, the talented, and the good scorekeeping.
And the person who will share
the lemon bars, Ms. Denise Dirks.
Yes, congratulations. Okay, I have a confession, Denise. As I was walking through and I saw the lemon bars, I took a bite of one. So in your basket of lemon bars, one is half the size. I'm not going to say
I have a confession you have already shared.
Lemon bars.
My lovely bride made those up for you guys last night, and so that was very
cool. Did she use my lemons?
Yes, of course. Yes,
yay!
These are Denise Dirks lemon bars and using her lemons. So it worked out fine.
When you get lemons, you make lemon bars.
Right, not lemonade. No, lemonade's bad for you.
But we'll not hand you lemons. Make lemon bars.
Lemon bars.
I like that. It's very festive.
So
let's talk about this. Very interesting to me. The Royal Caribbean was sued recently by a family of an individual. One of their family members fell overboard because he had been drinking and. I don't know if they ever found him. That, you know, I go on cruises, and I love cruises. That's always, to me, just, I guess that's the weird thing.
They did not find him,
but yeah, but what's weird about it, let me tell you, is that's not the way to die. And not to get morbid, but just like you fall overboard, you're in the ocean, there goes the plane, there goes the boat. You're going, okay.
Yeah, and in this particular case, the plaintiffs were the family members of a person who had more than 30 drinks in the day, was served by the by the cruise line, Royal Caribbean.
But that's why people go on a cruise, isn't it? To drink and eat? And
well, it's an all-you-can... Okay, here's the issue they're trying to claim.
I don't know, but...
It's an all-you-can-drink for a certain price. Hence, by the way, I don't drink, but Boy, that's where the expense is. That's very expensive, but you know how it is, and I've done that buffet. I don't go to buffets for reasons about eating because, okay, I can eat as much as I want. I'm going to get my money's worth, and that's what a lot of people probably do in drinking, and they had given him more than 30 drinks, and he was snockered at the time.
So here's a question that I've got. I've never been on a cruise before. Ever since I watched Gilligan's Island as a kid, I was sort of fearful of anything even remotely close to.
I got you. I'm with you.
Anything even remotely close to a three-hour tour, I'm not going. But how far of a fall is somebody looking at if they fall off the deck of a cruise ship?
Depends what's
12
deck.
Stories.
12 stories. I mean, at the smallest.
Yes.
12 stories. So my guess is if somebody was heavily intoxicated and they fell 12 stories to the water, they're hitting that water about like they're hitting a concrete slab. I don't know that they're conscious at that point.
Right.
But from the plaintiff's standpoint, I'm wondering if arguments are made like, what could the cruise line do to ensure this? Like giving everybody a GPS wristband that they wear in case they fall off, and you know,
or they take it off.
That's a great idea.
You know, or how about putting up a catch net outside the boat when you're at sea that is retractable when you go into dock, so that if somebody does fall off, they hit the catch net doing so. I mean, I'm wondering if people raise all the all the coulda, woulda, shouldas, and how that works out.
Okay, I'm going to say, or you just don't drink 30 drinks, idiot. Oh, did I say that? I should have said
well,
that.
Well, it goes
come
down
on,
for the...
You've got to... Sorry, Denise, I want to... You've got to put it on the person, too. The person has to take some responsibility.
You do, and they were joking on top of the deck. Him and his friends were joking, and he pretended like he was falling off, and when he sat down on the edge, he actually slipped over and fell. So what the plaintiffs claimed was intentional infliction of emotional distress, number one, because initially the cruise line said he intentionally jumped off. So they implied that he had committed suicide.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Okay.
And then...
I think they were saying that he said he wanted to go... He was pretending to go swimming, and that the intent jump was that he... Because he was so intoxicated, he thought he was just going to go swimming and decided to jump into the water and take a swim.
That's not what I got from the information.
Okay.
I actually got
wrong,
that he was that he was playing around with and
so that may be it. Yeah.
Several passengers jokingly pointed to the handrail and suggested that they should jump overboard.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So he pretended to throw himself up on the handrail, but when he went to sit on it, he lost his balance.
Well, here's
that's what they're saying.
You know they probably stopped the boat to look for him at that point.
No, they didn't. That was part of the allegations of the plaintiffs was that the rescue boats were not immediately dropped. They waited almost an hour before they dropped the rescue boats. Yeah, there was a lot of things that they alleged was negligence on the part of the cruise line. But the jury found that the cruise line was not responsible. And the funny thing is, I don't do cruises at all because almost every single two times a month somebody dies on a cruise ship. Somebody dies.
I love cruises, but you're right. They can be dangerous if you're not careful. We'll be right back. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk more about more cases and things Santa's doing wrong.
Hey, tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit...
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The House and the Senate are in a weekend session amid a partial government shutdown centered on President Trump's demand for billions of dollars for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said no further votes will occur until the President and Senate Democrats have reached an agreement to resolve this.
Push the pause button until the President
from whom we will need a signature, and Senate Democrats, from whom we will need votes, reach an agreement.
Chuck Schumer then took to the Senate floor and told the president he has to give up on his $5 billion wall. He says there were three proposals on the table, two from Democrats and one from Republicans. The president hosting a lunch to discuss border security amid the shutdown. Some of those attending members of the Freedom Caucus, which supports the wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Lots of fun things to talk about. There's a teacher that was dismissed for seeking time for taking off. She has cancer, and she wanted to take some time off to take care of her cancer and get treatment. And apparently the appellate court said that she can now because a federal, okay, let's back up. A federal judge dismissed her discrimination suit, saying that she basically couldn't bring it, and the appellate court reversed it, saying, yes, she can bring a discrimination suit against the school because they wouldn't allow her to go have some treatment for her cancer.
Right, and there's a very interesting connection between this particular school and the nuns that are being charged with embezzlement and the gambling and all of that stuff, the principal.
Really? You know,
yeah,
no,
this, is, the same, this is exactly the same school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
So anyway, her name is Kristen Beal. Mm-hmm. She's a fifth grade Catholic school teacher. She also, as part of her teaching, she does a class on religious study.
Okay.
And so it's a private Catholic church, and so the private Catholic church, they have complete total control and authority over ministers, and they can classify ministers different from the other teachers, if you will. So the Catholic church or Catholic school had argued that when they let her go, they did so, and she was a minister at that point, and they had complete discretion to do so. So that's what the underlying issue was that went up to the Court of Appeals. And the Court of Appeals said even though she taught a religious class, she was not out there actually ministering and preaching, if you will, and she was hired as a teacher. So she didn't fall under that exception for ministers where the church can fire them at will.
That's an interesting decision, and we may not see the end of this from an appellate standpoint, because if I'm on the church's side, right?
Right.
If I'm on the church's side, I'm arguing, how does the judicial branch come in and tell me what my church, what my ministers are or are not? I mean, if we have the separation of church and state, and I start a religion, or I have a religion that's been going, the Catholic Church claims, since, you know, the meridian of time, I think we're the ones best able to define who is ministering on our behalf and who is not, and what is religious and what is not. And now the court is coming in saying, well, this is religious and this is not. I want to be clear. I'm not saying that I agree either way. I'm saying that this is an argument that is unique, and I bet we're not done hearing the
rest. No, I think it's going to be appealed probably several times. So Sister Mary Margaret Krupper, she was the principal, and she's one of the ones with another nun, Sister Lena Chang, that is accused of embezzling $500,000 from this school.
What I was going to say is they made the decision not on are you a preacher or not, but rather how much of her time was spent in school teaching religious subjects. And she taught a religion class once a week.
Yes.
So all of her other regular duties, so they just, 1 hour, for 1 hour. So they parsed out her time and said, based on the time that she teaches actual religion, we're not going to let you call her a minister.
Yeah, that's true. And she had always gotten really good reviews. She became a permanent teacher under their own system. And when the principal, Krupper, fired her, she said she wasn't strict enough and that it's not fair for these children that you're teaching to have two teachers. They need just to have one, so we're just going to fire you and get
so
one.
All of a sudden, when she got cancer, she forgot how to teach, and she was now a bad teacher.
It was just really strange.
Well, another thing that's important about Christmas, to change the subject, did you hear in December 2014, a nativity donkey was out there cruising around on the nativity, and a very obese man decided to go and sit on the donkey and take a picture. This is another Christmas crime. And as he sat on it, it basically broke the animal's back. And now there's a complaint by an animal welfare group that the, quote, 32-stone man, so this is obviously from Europe, not here, sat on the back of his donkey and broke its back. And now it died. And so this guy, apparently 330 pounds, sits on this little tiny donkey to take a picture and injures the donkey.
Kills the donkey.
Yeah,
kills
you said him. You said 32 stone?
Yeah, it says 330 pounds equal to 350. No, it says 150 kilograms. Let's see, hold on. 23 stone.
Because 32 stone is 448.
No, 23. Okay. A 330 pound man.
Yep.
And so the nativity donkey dies.
That's still a big guy.
So, that's such a horrible.
What an idiot.
Merry Christmas,
yeah,
Fred.
Yeah, what an idiot, you know, what an idiot. Here's another interesting thing. Okay, this is the think of your neighbors. You know, you all put the Christmas lights up and everything's happy and joyous. In 2014 in Colorado Springs, there was a couple that stole over $2,000 worth of the neighbor's Christmas lights and you know, scenes, nativity scenes over time. It wasn't just they went and stole them all. Eventually, it's like, Charles, what? We got new lights. Yeah, does Walmart having a special on lights? Yes, dear, they're having a special on lights. Why are our neighbors' lights gone? No, don't worry about it. And he slowly put them in his backyard and gathered them till over $2,000 worth of Christmas lights were stolen.
Do you know why he did that?
I don't know.
Well,
but
can't you see the victim? I'm pretty certain there were three wise men, right? Yeah. So we only have two out there now.
Yeah, every Christmas the nativity scene gets a little lighter. Yeah,
I didn't know Mary was a single mother. What the? Where's Joseph?
That's exactly right. Also, December 12th, 2014, Merry Christmas. The Grinch who stole the little Christmas. And apparently there's a 200-pound statue of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the city of Los Angeles, a statue that had been there for over 50 years. It's kind of well known, and it's a Rudolph that's sitting there. And this is the best part. Ready for this? It all of a sudden disappeared. A 200-pound wooden Rudolph that had been there for 50 years has now disappeared. Guess where they found it? On top of someone's mobile home.
No.
Yes. So some guy, apparently he had been a landscaper in the area, had stole it, and then brought it and put it on in Gardenia, California, put it on his mobile home. Betty? What? Why does Chuck have a 200-pound reindeer on top of his mobile home?
Nobody will ever notice if I do that.
Yeah. He was a gardener that worked in the area right when the statue disappeared. So he steals a 200-pound, well-known Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which, by the way, is not Christmas.
No, it's not. It's not.
And then what happens after that is...
genius with a capital J. That's all.
Genius with a capital J. Oh my God!
You're
I love
smart.
That. Let's talk about some. Let's talk about some cool or not cool, interesting crimes against Santa, Todd. You've been studying up on these crimes.
Well,
so have you, Denise. What are some crimes against Santa that have been occurring recently that Santa should be brought up on some charges as a prosecutor? A former prosecutor of the DA's office, what should you charge Santa with?
Well, you know, okay, so we live in the day and age of you know, Facebook has been called on the carpet for basically trafficking people's personal information and stalking and or all that kind of stuff with Facebook. And so I'm thinking Santa might have some real liability here when it comes to stalking, breaking and entering all the personal information that he is privy to. I mean, I'm not getting any notices from Santa saying, we use cookies. And they clearly use cookies in the North Pole.
And okay. Santa clearly uses cookies in everybody's house.
He does.
With milk.
You know,
that leads to a good defense for Santa.
But I've gotten nothing from Santa Claus telling me how my data is being protected by him or if it's subject to the breach or anything like that, how many elves are in there. So I think Santa has a real liability there from a criminal standpoint of misuse of personal information, stalking. I mean, what's the song say? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. That's just kind of creepy. Okay, is Saintly Elf or CIA Spook? I don't know which one he is, but Santa is there. And then the breaking and entering coming in. I mean, at least he's not like the 23-year-old who's coming down the chimney naked. But, you know, that we talked about earlier. But Santa Claus, you know, that's some serious stuff. And the home burglary, those are all strikes. Okay, so I think Santa's got real liability there.
But if you leave out milk and cookies for him, that is implicit consent.
I agree,
and that's
Denise.
The defense for Santa. So I'm Santa's legal elf, and I will argue Santa's position. I'm assuming Santa's position.
It's a welcome intrusion.
and I will say, from a prosecutor's standpoint, that the milk and cookies was simply there to track and verify that he showed up. I knew he was, and if he was stupid enough to take the tainted milk and cookies, then I know he was there.
Guess what, Todd? We're going to sue your home for entrapment, because you entrapped Santa by putting cookies and milk there, and you know as well as I do he was going to come for those cookies and milk.
Well, if that's the case, then everybody who has valuables that can be stolen should be sued for entrapment. I don't think that's going to carry the day.
We're coming right back to talk more about the Santa stuff. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk coming right up.
Have yourself...
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
So according to OD.com, a police department in Falmouth, the UK, Falmouth, this is a description. You know how you have in the newspapers on Facebook, police have their own Facebook pages, descriptions of stolen items or a theft or a burglary? Well, this is the description. Quote, if anyone has any information as to the whereabouts of a tree, please get in touch. And it goes on detail. Christmas, about the Christmas tree. It's 6 feet tall with lots of green branches and prickly bits. So if you found a Christmas tree that has been stolen, 6 feet tall with branches that are green and prickly bits, call the police department.
Cal, are you in possession of any prickly bits?
Not on my tree.
2012, a BMW SUV was pulled over on the Ohio Turnpike, and the drug-sniffing dog found something. $192,000 worth of wrapped Christmas gifts with marijuana in it. So he was taking his, Merry Christmas, everybody. Here's your gift.
Well, you know, so those are criminal related. We can go back to what Santa's doing,
yes,
in particular.
What's Santa?
And, you know, some other things that he has to deal with. And you know, we're not political, but if the left gets their way, this might not be an issue in the United States. But there are immigrations and customs issues with Santa, and if ICE went away, you might skirt by. But, you know, you're coming across the lines into the United States, not going through customs, bringing gifts. I don't think he has time to make any declarations when he comes in to give stuff. So Santa could be facing a lot of liability. Oh, by the way, a wall ain't going to stop him because he's flying, which brings up another issue, flying without a license.
That's right.
So, yeah. Santa.
Well, not just flying without a license. That if it, is it considered a drone? Because if it's a drone, you have to have there's certain rules. And what about his speed cruising through the neighborhood at, what, 500 miles an hour?
Didn't he hit Grandma?
He did. You know, so there's hit and run, felony hit and run.
Well, he can argue, though, that the reindeer actually hit Grandma, so it wasn't him.
Well, he could, but, you know, I mean, that's like saying, I always get a kick out of these news reports where it says SUV hits couple, SUV.
Exactly.
The car wasn't driving itself, okay? Somebody was driving
it
the car.
Been.
Well, nowadays it does.
What about the autopilot cars that hit people?
Could be.
And the best headline in Arizona, what is it? The psychic hit by car said she never saw it coming.
There's all kinds of things going on with Santa Claus here, though. What about parking violations?
Well, yeah.
Tax evasion? What about fraud and tax evasion?
Well, you know, the only thing about tax evasion with Santa Claus is, my understanding, he's given everything away. So,
oh, he's got a pretty nice house, dude.
But here's the thing. I mean, look. If I give you a gift, Denise, I can give you a gift, but if I give you a gift that exceeds, I think,
$10,000, so.
Don't I have to declare it? And it's going to be income to you or something? Well, Santa Claus, I mean, look, he hasn't been that generous with me, hint, hint, but with other people, he's given gifts that have clearly exceeded the $10,000 range, and you know, he's got to pay tax, of course. He does live in the North Pole, so it's a jurisdiction issue. What's the taxing authority?
Well, at least he's got to give a W-2 to the authorities, a 1099. He should at least 1099 the other people.
He should.
More than $10,000.
Objection. You're presuming he lives under U.S. tax law.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah. But,
I mean, but
he's coming into the U.S. Is there tariffs?
But to the extent that he's doing, you know, oh, yes.
I know. I'm telling you. He's rolling in to the U.S. and dropping presents off.
You know, clearly, you know, ruining the economy for hard. I mean, how many jobs has he taken from hardworking
Americans,
toy manufacturing Americans by coming in and giving away the same products? I mean, if you got an iPhone, for example, from Santa Claus, clearly that was made by his elves putting somebody out of. If Santa gives you a new car. Okay, how many people in Detroit lost a job because you got the car for free made by Santa's elves internationally, okay, not here in the good old U.S. of A.? There's an issue there. That's a platform I want to run on.
Okay, well, here's this.
Well, I thought the North Pole is in the United States. Because his factory isn't his factory in North Pole?
It is. I don't think the North Pole. I mean, it's above Canada.
Well, it's in Alaska. I've been to North Pole.
Don't forget, you guys ready for
this?
Yes,
it's right by Fairbanks.
Is it?
Yes,
is it?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Don't forget, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Does he violate that? Because guess what? He's getting information for children under the age of 13.
Right.
He's getting information from them. He is. That's, to me, a blatant violation of Children's Online Privacy Act. And also, that's the Act of 1998. And guess what? $16,000 fine per violation. How many times has Santa received information from children? By the way, some of it damning to the parents. You know, who knows what the children say to Santa? What should he be fined? $16,000?
He could be. Just to answer the issue about Santa Claus and the North Pole. Technically, the North Pole is in international waters because it doesn't sit on a landmass.
That's right.
So there is no country associated with it, although the closest landmass is the Canadian territory of Nunavut, followed by Greenland. Russia and Denmark also claim to have some sort of...
Now look up North Pole, Alaska, because they claim they're the home of Santa.
And do you know that North Pole, Alaska is a really cool place?
Yeah, it's fun.
It is a 365 Christmas-themed... Mm-hmm. Then Main Street downtown is Santa Claus Lane.
And there's a workshop.
Really cool.
They claim it to be Santa's workshop.
Yeah, it's really
well,
fun.
You know, so now Santa Claus, I believe, may have a copyright infringement claim if North Pole, Alaska has claimed that they are the home of Santa Claus when the true North Pole actually sits in international waters.
Don't worry, China will take it over.
Yeah, they will, sure.
China will just build,
they'll build an island
yeah. next to it and call it. But you know what? Here's Todd. Here's what one you're going to love.
Okay.
In Australia, four women in tiny bikinis. In Australia, a lot of the beaches, if you go there, they're
You can
very,
stop right now, and I'm
very,
already in favor.
You had me at women in bikinis. Okay.
there you go. Young women in bikinis, very, in Christmas 2013, they were caught stealing over 30 solar lights and 3 candy canes from homes in a neighborhood. And they're in their little bikinis. They're like the little, you know, they have the what do you call it, the volleyball tournaments?
The beach volleyball.
Yeah. It was those ladies.
But and, to what end? What did they do with them?
I don't know.
I'd take either end.
But Todd would want to be the prosecutor on that case.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, Your
My
Honor,
bad.
Your Honor, I will take that
did
case.
Did I say that out loud? That would be interesting. I think that we would want to exchange discovery. We probably have extensive briefs that need to be filed. And we'll
certainly need to be observed.
Yes.
What would the cat say, though, Todd? What would your cat say?
I don't think the cat's got a say in this. You know, pretty much, if they want to keep eating, they'll just do whatever I say.
Ready for this? In Italy, mafia men were, you've got the poinsettias, they were requiring in 2013, these gangsters, mafia gangsters, were requiring individuals to buy their poinsettias for like a equivalent of $140 a plant. If you didn't, their stores got robbed. And
Yeah,
this was in Italy in 2013. So they finally caught them, but it's called the Poinsettia Christmas Mafia case.
So I understand. They worked a good angle, didn't they?
I understand you want to celebrate a little Christmas here. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to use our poinsettias, nothing else there, and you're going to pay 100 times the amount, and you're going to like it. You know, and it would be terrible if an accident were to happen to befall you.
Todd, tell us the email that you were going to send out to Santa about making you rich or overweight. What was the one you were
doing?
Quick, we got 30 seconds.
Dear Santa Claus, please make my body thin and my bank account fat. And don't get those two mixed up this year like you did last year.
Thank you for joining us at this special Christmas Radio Law Talk. We'll be back next week, 9 to 5 Pacific Standard Time. Have a good Christmas.
The most important thing, we wish you all a Merry Christmas and we'll see you next week.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.